What I truncated into my time is what is happening at the EEOC, and to put it bluntly, there's a lot of misinformation. Now, first of all, we have had very little changes because we are not a cabinet position, and the president has been more or less dealing with cabinet issues. And that being the case, we're a bipartisan commission where five commissioners, one of whom who was ever in the White House becomes the chair, and the remaining four make up the commission. Well, for the first time in our history, our chair, Jenny Yang, stepped into a commissioner slot, and one of our commissioners, Commissioner Lipnick, the Republican, took over as acting chair. And it left three Democrats, one Republican, one empty seat, and our general counsel is an empty seat also. So we're low on the radar. Not much has happened, but we anticipate some issues with regard to our strategic enforcement plan being tweaked, but I'm going to lay it out in front of you just for the sake of knowing where to find the information when you need it. The majority of the things that we do with regard to race, religion, creed, color, national origin, age, sex, disability, veteran status, genetic makeup, sexual orientation, have to do with the risk that you manage with employees. So you kind of have to switch gears here from Title IX to Title VII, ADA, Equal Pay Act, the Age Discrimination and Employment Act, and GINA, the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act. None of this has changed, and while many of these laws go off into court and get further defined, I'm always fascinated by getting instructions from what the courts have told me.